Where do you see Avastin fitting in right now in a non-protocol situation for breast cancer patients?
I think it's hard to ignore incorporating Avastin into the initial chemotherapy of patients with metastatic disease. With this improvement in progression-free survival and the minimal side effects that come with this. Now, on a practical level, that's difficult at this point because while we have these results, we don't yet have FDA approval for Avastin for breast cancer. And there's been significant variability across the country in third-party insurers as to whether they're willing to reimburse the cost of Avastin or not. We certainly expect that the data from E2100 will result in approval, but it's still working its way through the process to get us to that point. What we're most excited about, though, is not using this in the metastatic patients, but what it might tell us about moving this into the adjuvant setting. Because while we work very hard to improve the quality and the quantity of life for our patients with metastatic disease, what we ultimately would like is fewer patients with metastatic disease in the first place. That is to cure more of our newly diagnosed patients, and that means moving this into the adjuvant setting. That process has already started with an adjuvant pilot trial, specifically looking at whether there are any cardiac safety issues of incorporating Avastin into an anthracycline-containing regimen, because there's relatively little data combining Avastin with anthracyclines. And we are well into the planning stages of a large adjuvant trial that will be in the neighborhood of 5,000 patients that will compare chemotherapy alone to chemotherapy with Avastin.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers and particularly for the patient who spoke with us. And thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.